It is time for us to take a look at sports, and off to sports we go. In a game that was a wild game, the New York Yankees defeated the Kansas City Royals by a score of 8-6 in 11 innings last night. Now, this game was a pretty boring game for most of the game. Through the sixth inning, it was a nothing-nothing game. In the seventh inning, they each scored a run. In the eighth inning, they each scored a run. And in the ninth inning, they each scored a run. So at the end of nine innings, it was tied up 3-3. In the tenth inning, the Yankees scored two. Kansas City scored two. And then in the 11th inning, the Yankees scored three runs and Kansas City won. So the Yankees won that game 8-6. That's right, 8-6. Pretty amazing, huh? Yeah. All right, taking a look at other scores from last night, see if any of our other local teams played. I don't think the Mets played. I don't think any other local teams played. No. So then if you go to the standings, and I think the Yankees finally now have caught up with both Tampa Bay and Boston. I'm not sure. Tampa Bay leads the American League East, 68 wins, 44 losses, four games ahead of the Boston Red Sox. The Red Sox are 65 and 49. Now the Yankees are 62 and 50. And that means the Red Sox have played two more games than the Yankees, so the Yankees have two games in hand there. If the Yankees were to win that, they would literally only be one game behind the Red Sox. The Yankees are two games out of the wild card spot. The American League Central, Chicago leads Cleveland by 10.5 games. That's all over. Houston's lead over Oakland is down to two games. Oakland's won four games in a row, and Houston lost last night. In the NL East, it's Philadelphia in first place by two games over Atlanta and by 2.5 games over the Mets. Philadelphia over the last 10 games, 8-2. The Mets, 2-8. And the Mets are in the middle of a four-game losing streak. In the National League Central, Milwaukee has a comfortable 5.5 game lead over Cincinnati. In the NL West, the San Francisco Giants, the big surprise of this year, they have a four-game lead over the Dodgers. And most people, of course, picked who? They picked the Dodgers to win that division and the World Series. Now, if you remember yesterday, I was talking about Major League Baseball investigating a game where a Colorado Rockies fan shouted out a racial slur. Not so. They listened to audio of that, and they watched video of it, and they spoke to the fan. The fan did not scream a racial slur. He screamed for the mascot, Dinger. He wanted the mascot, Dinger, to come over. And, of course, in a ballpark filled with thousands of people, a fan yells out, "Hey, Dinger!" It could be misconstrued as a racial slur. All right, in other baseball news, how about the Dodgers ball girl? A fan came out and ran onto the field. It wasn't security that got him. It was the Los Angeles Dodgers ball girl. She made a play of the game by tackling that person. All right. Now, here's a story that I don't know why it's up here, just other than to embarrass the team members. But Kevin Durant and Draymond Green, according to reports, were drunk during the Team USA celebration. Folks, come on, give me a break. Look what happens at the end of the World Series. Look what happens at the World Cup. Look what happens at all these, the hockey. I mean, people, they drink champagne and stuff like that. Come on, give me a break here. You can criticize athletes for a lot, but you really have to dig things up to see that. Okay, in football, Saquon Barkley has returned to the Giants practice. That's a big step up. Bill Belichick yesterday called Peyton Manning the best quarterback he ever coached against. Meanwhile, of course, Peyton Manning was inducted to the Hall of Fame, and he had fun throwing out jabs at Tom Brady and Ray Lewis during his Hall of Fame speech. That is on Google or YouTube if you want to see it. All right. All right. Anything else in sports? I don't think so. I think that's about it, really. So that is our quick check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.